She said life's a lot to think about sometimes. When you're living in between the lines. And all of a sudden, well, hello, everybody. It's Mike again at altitude. Still snowing up here in Colorado at 9,000 feet. I guess when you live at 9,000 feet, one has to expect that. But it is the middle of May. You know, I was looking at a photograph the other day, and it's a wheat field, beautiful blue skies, and wheat that looks like it's just about ready to harvest. And there's this track, could have been from a vehicle of some kind, through there, truck, tractor, and it's cut way down into the wheat, but when you look at the image, you don't know where it's going. So it got to me thinking about that in our society today, there is this temptation to try every new gadget, eat at every new restaurant, try the latest aerobic exercise, or be the first to punch that accelerator on a new car. You know, go to 0 to 60. But I think sometimes that's the road to nowhere. And I make the point that going at public relations or marketing can be very similar for those that are not schooled in the art and science of PR and marketing. You know, wanting to add every new practice into the PR or marketing arsenal without determining what the destination or the return on investment might be, I think it's foolhardy and can and often proves expensive. Now, I want to make the point here that I'm not against the latest or greatest. I have my eye at the moment on Apple's new iPhone 6. If anyone knows when that's coming out, drop me a line. But I do believe that going from 0 to 60 without a proper map and directional signs will end up at a dead end, especially when managing internal and external communications in business or an event that you're planning or issues that you're trying to communicate, and even for that difficult job of working in the nonprofit world. So let's try this. A recent phenomenon in the digital world is to be on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and on and on. Now, if you don't know what any of these social media services are, I want you to hit the pause button and do a search on the internet. And then once you've had a basic understanding, then hit play and we'll continue. When you click like on a Facebook page, for example, you're making a connection to that page. It's very similar in public relations and marketing. You need to weigh the consequences of jumping on board or liking every new strategic communications tool, like those social media options that I listed above, and doing so at the expense of traditional and often more successful tactics. The last time I checked, people still read. So there may be some things that you should be doing in the print world instead of everything on that screen on your smartphone. I'm just saying. Sometimes a face-to-face meeting might prove more beneficial than texting to a client. A simple 8x10 sign could be more valuable to getting your message across to customers than a glitzy web ad that's embedded with the latest flash technology. There I go again. If you're not sure what flash technology is, hit pause, check it out, and come back. I think what I'm trying to say today is that the key to having a communications consultant guide you through this maze of current and future trends to gain speed and safely navigate the curves and bends by applying integrated strategy and proper tactics, both traditional and new, is important. Again, don't delete old PR or marketing practices just to be the first on your block to have implemented the latest trends into your company, into your special event, or your nonprofit. In today's tough economy, let's not take that road to nowhere, especially when going from zero to 60. Until next time, this is Mike, and if you want to know more about what we're up to, news, tips, and information, please go to our website at PerriniAssociates.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And you can always email us at customerservice@PerriniAssociates.com. We are a PR and marketing firm with Attitude at Altitude in Woodland Park, Colorado. Thanks for listening.